Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. On Saturday, it's our Saturday conversation on the Pharmacy Podcast Network on March 30th. A call out, happy birthday for my mother-in-law, Annie Tahn. Annie Tahn was the woman I met when I got introduced, of course, to my wife, Ronnie. And when you meet the mother of the person who you ultimately are going to marry, you look at that woman as saying, boy, that's what I'm going to be signing up for in 30, 40, 50 years, or whatever the case may be. And what I did when I got to meet Annie the first time was I said, that's a woman who I feel would be a wonderful person to grow older with. And that's why I am so happy to be in the family and was welcomed into the family by Annie and her late husband, Bernie, who was my mentor. And actually, we'll be celebrating my anniversary in May with my beautiful wife, Ronnie, for 41 years. So I must have known something or seen something in Annie that was just special enough to say, I want to take this journey because she's a wonderful woman, has more heart than any amount of logos of CVS if you added the whole company together with all their little red hearts. So I also have a call out for my son-in-law, Austin's dad, who has a birthday today, same day, March 30th. So happy birthday, Jan. So yesterday, I had a nice conversation with one of our students, Sophie. Sophie is one of the graduates of our Segment 7 Appy Rotation. So, you know, I do orientation when the students start, and I have a new group starting on Monday. So we'll have orientation on Monday. But when I leave, when the students leave, I think it's important that you have kind of a deorientation or a reorientation. Because here they've been with me for 6 weeks. They've studied, they've dived deep, they've dived shallow, they've learned new things they never thought they could learn before. They've learned things that they knew before, but they found other applications for them. So it's a good experience. So at the end of the rotation, I have another one-on-one conversation with the students, which I enjoy because it allows me to stay connected with them. Because there's a sense of emptiness when you bring the students into the nest, so to speak. And then when they leave, you don't really want them to leave. So talking to Sophie, we talk about her life. We talk about her goals, her aspirations, where she sees herself positioned as a PharmD entering our profession in, 45 some odd days in May, towards the end of May, which is the graduation day, comes at the University of Buffalo. So that was what we talked about. Well, what are those pictures going to be that day? What is the picture of Sophie the pharmacist? What does it look like? You know, are you standing behind a counter at a CVS or a Walgreens? Are you doing grand rounds in a hospital? Are you working in the community? Are you working for a manufacturer, big pharma? What's the picture of Sophie the pharmacist? And we talked about graduation and how that was a very special day. I mean, there's pictures taken and memories, and it's kind of a special day. And she mentioned, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to graduation. I said, well, that's fine. Don't let anybody tell you to do anything, Sophie, in your life that you don't want to do. So, you know, we just discussed, I mean, what is it about the graduation process or the graduation experience that would be, you know, cause you not to go? You know, you've already signed up for the cap and gown. You know, it's maybe a little further away to go back up to Buffalo. Maybe 6 years is enough. I mean, my graduation at St. John's, I didn't go back on campus for many, 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 many years. I had no communication or interaction with alumni. I had nothing really to do. It was kind of, I'm done. They took my money. I'm out of here. I want to get out. And you know what? I'm not suggesting that attitude is a bad attitude. I'm suggesting that is the attitude that you have. Many people have. Many people want to stay on. Many people are engaged in associations or groups or alumni or want to be a part. It's okay. What's good for you is good for you. Don't let anybody tell you you have to go. And we talked about the people in your life who the graduation affects. Sadly, my father passed away the first semester that I was in St. John's, and he was a pharmacist and would have been very proud of me the day I graduated and walked down the aisle. But my mom was there, of course, and it was kind of a a wonderful day for her too. So I said to Sophie, and Sophie mentioned, well, you know, it's tough for her mom to travel or tough to get there. I said, well, she'll be there anyway. But if you choose not to go, there's just a memory that, and I'm talking now as a parent, not as a student, but, you know, you can only experience what that parental pride is or that parental feeling of warmth and love for a child who's accomplished the next chapter in their life. Like when you walk your daughter down the aisle at a wedding, which I've had the pleasure of doing twice, or when a grandchild is born into their life, which I've had the pleasure of having that happen three times. So, you know, I don't have a very good memory. I mean, I almost forgot what I had for lunch yesterday, but there are certain things in life that you never forget. And those things really are captured in special moments. And graduating from your professional school is a moment. It's a moment. And sharing it with people makes that moment even more special. In my opinion, there's no rule. I'm sure a percentage, maybe large, maybe small, of all of the graduate PharmDs in 2019 will not be at their graduation. That's fine. It's wonderful. Do what you feel is right for you in your life. But also think about the others that when you do an action, when you do make a decision in your life, think about how it impacts others. And that kind of relates to you being a pharmacist. When you act professionally, ethically, friendly, with kindness in the store that you work in or in the environment, in the healthcare environment that you work in, you know, that's going to affect the people around you, the people you work with, and the people you work for, and most importantly, the patients you're trying to serve. I had a pharmacy partner, great guy. And he had a short fuse. Listen, you know, it happens. And when a patient would come to the counter, and if there was an issue in terms of wait time or had a question, and he'd point to the schedule board, you know, that because CVS made you keep the schedule like in plain sight so everybody could see, you know, the my schedule and how to show up and whatever. He says, and he'd say to the patient, you see that board over there? The patient would go, oh, what board? What? That board is killing me. That board is making my life miserable. I don't get enough hours to staff. You want me to take care of this? I'm doing the best I can. And I would just sit there and watch it. And I'd go over and I'd say to the customer, excuse me, let me, don't want to mention his name. I said, listen, there's a call over there. Can you just grab that over there? And I'd talk to the patient. And I kind of be that human Xanax, because no matter how bad it is going on behind the counter, and it is, we're not going to waste time on the airways of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. You know, if you work in a chain store, you know how horrific it is. You don't need me to tell you. But if you come across to that patient or the people you work with that negative attitude, you know what? Don't even show up. Don't bring that baggage to work, because it affects everything, everybody. I worked the long hours. You worked the long hours. I came in on my day off. I figured there was 1 month I kept track of, I started to keep track of all the extra hours that I worked at CVS as a manager. And I made a calendar. And if I came in, you know, 45 minutes earlier, stayed an hour later, I would just put the hours on the calendar. Supervisor comes in one day and says, what's this? I said, well, I'm just keeping track of my life. You know, people want to document. I mean, I didn't realize that in the last 2 months, I put in, you know, 36 extra hours that I didn't get paid for. That's like a week's worth of my life. I could have gone to Hawaii, you know, on vacation. And, you know, they'd look at me like, oh, you're such a wise guy. Oh, I'm not a wise guy. I'm somebody who recognizes that when people take advantage of you, that's not right. We're recognized as exempt employees. Does that mean they can beat the crap out of us and tell us to do what they want, when they want? Well, we empower them. That's a topic for a whole other podcast one day, exempt and non-exempt employees and how we're paid. Anyway, I digress. So it's Saturday conversation, and it's all about your picture. What do you picture yourself as a pharmacist? And towards that end, I'm creating kind of a model about meet the pharmacist. Because my mom, may she rest in peace, that day that I graduated introduced me to so many people, friends and family over the next time. He says, Meet my son Ken. He's the pharmacist. Meet the pharmacist, my son Ken. She was so proud. I was, you know, I didn't know what she was doing, but she was showing her love. And that meet the pharmacist concept is now embedded in my mind, because that's how our XVIP started at Dr. Michael Goodman. We did a meet the pharmacist event, one event on an August afternoon, August day, on a Wednesday when he was closed. And he just introduced a pharmacist to patients, to meet them, to talk to them, to help them. And that's how our XVIP concierge was born. So we're going to think with our students who are graduating, who are going to be rushed and harried and crazy, again, going on residencies and going in retail stores and going all over the place after graduation, trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. We're going to do a series of ongoing meet the pharmacist. And where do you meet the pharmacist? I don't want to be met at the retail store where the phones are ringing and everything is. I want to have someone meet the pharmacist at the mall. America Shops at Sears, not anymore. They went out of business. But where are the patients going? A meet the pharmacist at Chipotle. Meet the pharmacist at California Pizza. Meet the pharmacist at anywhere, at a senior center. So if we can create a meet the pharmacist culture, there are great, 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 great pharmacists out there. They're just hidden and crushed behind the pressures of the chain store retail environment that doesn't let them take a picture of themselves, not sticking the head out of a drive-through window saying, oh, God, there are 7 cars here and it's 3 minutes to closing. What am I going to do? Been there, done that. Anyway, it's Ken Sternfeld on a Saturday, March 30th. Happy birthday, Annie. Happy birthday, Jan. Happy birthday, everybody. This weekend, I get to see all my grandchildren, all 3 of them. Amy, my daughter from Boston, is coming down. And I get to see Max and Blake and, of course, Leia, who's here, right here in Belmore, 10 minutes away. So I'm living the dream. And whatever you do, you try and live your dream as well. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Pharmacist Show, the Pharmacy Podcast Network, the Daily Dose, and a bunch of other things I'm going to be talking about on the radio and the podcast soon. So stay tuned. Ken Sternfeld, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.